Mr. Glenn Lute of Cigar Rights of America. Now, Glenn, what was the website again? Because I want to give listeners an ample opportunity to go visit you guys and sign your petition or do like I did and become a member. And I did. Harrison can vouch for me. I'm a new member. Just to get the assortment of cigars was impressive, but where did as a reward, I didn't need the reward, but I thank you for it anyways. Where do they go again to go find out more about this and to contact their representatives?
Thank you. Cigarrights.org. That's with an S. Cigarrights.org. And front and center is the petition to your member of Congress and your two United States senators. And we also have a states page where we encourage you to track. It's basically our website is everything you wanted to know about the politics of cigars and was afraid to ask. And so there's a state page with all the pending state legislation. For example, up north, opportunity for tax cap legislation on cigars in Massachusetts, likewise in Minnesota, tax increase threats in different half a dozen different states. A lot of states are leaving their sessions now, but there's still a lot of pending legislation on smoking bans and taxes that are there for you to engage with as well. So you just go to your state and find out what's going on. We also have a list of great cigar shops from around the country that are supportive of the cause, and over 300 news articles on our past and present activities. So cigarrights.org, join the cause and help out just to basically protect the great passion we all share.